fun yet? Is Jesse not the nicest person? You know, you see people like her on TV, you go, I'll bet in real life she's a hag. I bet she's really mean and vicious. You know why? It's what us guys use as a defense mechanism. We're not going to like her. She's probably a mean, old, nasty person anyway. But she's here to debunk all those myths. A, she can cook fast. B, she's a sweetheart. C, she's got great personality. And my friends, she is getting ready to warm the cockles of all of your hearts. Look at the little towels. She's doing the plating. Chef Eric's got a big grid on her.
What they're called? Tea towels?
No. Wow, I think that counts. Does it count, Kim?
It's sarcasm.
It counts. All right, very nice, Jess. Now, you got your little tea towel. Did you steal it from the yacht?
No.
Okay, just asking.
They like little flowery, fancier ones.
Oh, did you? What's the best thing about working on a yacht?
The office window you have, because you're looking out. Most beautiful blue-colored oceans ever. Little islands that you'd never see. Normally, the view, yeah. You get to dive for your own fresh fish.
Well, that does have its...
Perks.
Of course, I don't know that Chef Eric and I are actually into diving.
You can float and watch other
people
do it.
Yeah, well, we can float real well.
Well, actually, I don't know if... Yeah, we can float, right?
Well, I won't tell you why, but yes. No natural water wings. But here we go. We have the Tower of Power.
All right, so here we've got the grit cakes that have come out of the oven. Now, these cooked for about... It cooked a little faster than we
It cooked thought. Faster. I jumped up the temp, so
yeah,
we didn't have to wait as long.
About 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes aside, depending. But you basically want it nice and brown. You want it to crust up a little bit. They cook really nicely on there. And then what we've got is what's the next layer there? We've got
the sweet tomato relish.
That was the brown sugar, the orange juice,
apple cider vinegar,
tomatoes,
chipotle.
So a little kick in there as well.
Wow.
And so that reduced down, remember the orange juice and the sugar reduced down to about half a cup. And now you also did the shrimp cake, and we didn't talk really about that too much other than you talked about mixing it up, which was the Dijon, and that was the crushed saltine crackers, although
right.
Somebody said, can you use panko? And you said, basically, any sort of
crumb
that
yeah.
you want. And you've got the shrimp in there. You've got what else in the shrimp
Green
cake?
Onion, red pepper, celery, all the veggies minced.
The veg.
Mayo, egg, and Dijon.
Okay. And yep. they held it together nicely. You pan fried them on a pan. And then you top that off with a little bit more of the tomato relish.
Yeah, I just like the color on top, the red, yeah. and then you can
and
top
then,
it.
And then we got a little some greens on
yeah,
top.
Yeah, microgreens, herbs. I used pea tendrils today. And anything just add that color, make it look a little bit more fresh.
Excellent, excellent. So what do you think, folks? Does that look pretty fantastic? That looks nice. That's really very,
well,
very
thank
good.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We're actually getting some paper plates. And,
now, if
whatnot.
Anybody doesn't want a sample, please feel free to admit it now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we're going to turn this into 30 or so samples.
I can keep cooking up.
Yeah,
why
don't we do one more there? I think we've got one more shrimp cake we can use. And so we'll get that out. Now, the salmon, what we ended up doing, instead of pan frying it so that all the ginger wouldn't come off to finish it off, we decided I put it in the broiler. And at 500 degrees, just for a few minutes, you got to watch it and make sure it doesn't burn. But that's all set to go, so we're going to wait for Jesse to direct us on what next. What's to do next on this one?
Sprinkle a little salt, and you're good to go.
Sprinkle a little salt, good to go. All right, we can do that. And then this will be ready to serve as well.
Oh, I can't eat that.
No?
No, because you didn't wash your hands before you put your fingers in the salt.
I have been washing my hands.
Yeah, well, not
recently.
He gives
you a lot of crap about that, huh?
Well,
I
give him a hard time. So.
I'm a very sensitive guy. Are you guys having fun here today? What do you think about Jesse's recipes? They rock, don't they? And you know what's really cool? We got the big green egg. And I want to see if you all can remember to do this, okay? The big green egg is
the ultimate
cooking
experience.
Very good, crowd. Well, I'm going to have to work with you guys a little more. We'll try this test a little later, and we'll determine your portion size. You
All
laugh
right.
very hard, ma'am. There we go. Give her a big portion. There we go. I love it. Now, once again, while you're cooking up here, Jess, let's talk a little bit more. Now, one of the things that you and I talked about in our pre-interview, the way we found Jessie, well, her PR firm out of New York, the PR firm that represents MasterChef, I get this email. Dear sir, or dear Kevin, we would like to wonder if you would like to talk to some of our MasterChefs. So I called the lady from the PR firm back. I said, well, I don't know. Give me a reason. She goes, well, we have a lady from Social Circle. We have a gentleman who was hailed from Americus, Georgia, as our finalist, and another lady who was from Birmingham originally. I said, now you're talking. So the first interview I ended up doing was with Jessie, and through much tumult on the telephone lines, thanks to AT&T, we had a lot of static, but we worked it out, and thanks to the engineer, the amazing She-Beast, my wife, she cleared it up to where the interview really sounded good. Did you hear it, Jess?
I didn't get to. I was gone traveling again, so I missed it.
Okay, so you finally make Chef at a Fab Man, and you don't listen. You travel.
I tried. I did try, and I couldn't get it on my iPad. It said you can't have that downloaded to listen to it.
Oh, that's right, because we have the parental controls on your iPod. But that's okay. I'm just saying. No, but if that ever happens again, anywhere in the world you're at, that's why we're listened to in the many countries that we're listened to, is all you have to do is go to our website on Sundays from 2 to 4, click on the red strobe light, and you can actually hear the show live anywhere in the world. But it's for all my friends all over the world, 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, not Israeli time or German time or whatever time. It's Eastern Standard Time, 2 to 4. So, now, Jessie, one of the things you told me was that the paperwork that you had to fill out was like the Los Angeles Yellow Pages. It was
that thick.
It was about two and a half inches thick.
They
want to
make sure they've got good people, as in that have a background story or something to tell, or that actually can cook. And they research it. They do their homework.
Well, that's what makes the show so exciting. If you were to tell someone who is going to try to be on next year's MasterChef, what would you tell them is the number one thing they should learn before they tried to do it?
There's certain techniques that everyone needs to know how to do a pressure cooker. Like, I'd never used one before the show. You've got to. You're only allowed 60 minutes to cook all those dishes. You've got to get real familiar with the pressure cooker, practice chopping, get your speed down, and come up with a lot of flavors you know just work that you can go to. You can add any protein to. I think that would be a good secret.
Well, there you have it. Well, obviously, you learned well because you're one of the survivors on this. Is it season 4?
Season 4 now. Yeah. Now they've spread all over the world.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine being in the top of 33,000 people who really know how to cook? That's pretty impressive. And I got to say, so far, what do you think?
Is it okay?
If we had to take a vote right now, who do you think the next MasterChef should be?
Jessie!
There you go.
Y'all.
I'm telling you, this audience knows how to suck up when the food's coming out. What do you think? For people who have had the samples so far, what do you think?
Amazing.
Woo! Yeah.
Three more coming up.
Yeah, we've got some more grid cakes coming out. And the pizza, what we're doing with the pizza is we're going to pre-bake the dough a little bit on the egg, then bring it back in.
And it's more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life right here at the Cook's Warehouse. Jessie Lysiak, Master Chef's finalist, right here, live in Marietta, baby.